On the show today, we have CUNA's Jeremiah Tucker talking about International Credit Union Day coming up on October 19th with their theme, Dreams Thrive Here. So check it out. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we're going a little international today with Mr. Jeremiah Tucker from CUNA. How are you, Jeremiah?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. And the reason why I say we're going international, International Credit Union Day is like basically next month. It'll be here before we know it. And you guys at CUNA are hard at work getting ready for that big day. So as a refresher, when is it this year? It's in October. Is it the 19th, I think it is?
You are correct. It's the same day it's been since 1948, the third Thursday in October, which this year is October 19th. So
I should have known.
Doesn't change.
Oh, very cool. So what's planned this year? I mean, you have some really cool posters in the background. We were talking before the recording. It looks kind of Wizard of Oz, carnival kind of a theme that are going there. So what's the theme, and what do you guys have planned for this year?
Yeah, the theme this year is Dreams Thrive Here, which was chosen via an online poll that a bunch of credit union people, hundreds of credit union people voted in. The reason that CUNA and World Council threw that theme out there as one of the options is that we believe it's an important message, and it's one that CUNA Consumer Research has found that people need to hear about credit unions.
Sure.
We do a great job of talking about why credit unions are the socially responsible choice, and everybody knows that credit unions are the good guys. But I think we also need to talk about why credit unions are the best choice to do your banking if you want to get after your biggest dreams and aspirations in life.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I mean, we all have the dream of of owning a home. There's the dream of owning a car and going to college and having a nice, robust retirement, all that type of stuff. So exactly. I mean, credit unions can help out with all that stuff, no matter what country you're in. So it sounds like it's a very global perspective, a global initiative.
Yep. Yeah, CUNA and World Council partnered together to help promote it to the entire global credit union audience.
So how many credit unions usually participate in this, or is it a participation thing, or is it just kind of a big movement, a big celebration, or maybe it's all three?
Yeah. So I mean, there are 68,000 credit unions worldwide in 109 countries, mm-hmm. I believe. And thousands participate.
And
participation, how credit unions participate, it varies across the world and across the country. Some credit unions go really big and make the whole day about community outreach. And there are a lot of credit unions that will make it more about a member appreciation day and set up a table in their lobby and put up some beautiful ICU Day posters. And just use the day as a day to thank their members, but also engage with them and talk to them about, what a credit union is.
Yeah, I can imagine from kind of coming at it from the members' perspective, maybe not a whole lot of members know that credit unions are really a kind of a global thing. It's not just the United States. It's not just Canada. It's not just, some other. It's a global thing. So it's kind of cool to know that this is kind of an international affair that we're doing here. So it's kind of cool to educate them on that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Indeed. So why do you think International Credit Union Day is so important? And then why should credit unions participate?
Sure. I mean, that's a really great question. It's an important question. Like I said, we've been celebrating Credit Union Day, then later International Credit Union Day since 1948. Mm-hmm. So I think if I'm doing my math correctly here, next year will be the 70th anniversary of this celebration.
That's right.
Yeah, and so credit unions came together all the way back then and decided to set aside this one day to talk to people about their shared philosophy and principles and what makes credit unions special. I like to say ICU Day is an easy way to support the movement by celebrating it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what that means and what some of the best credit unions that participate in ICU Day do successfully is they kind of take it as a platform, as a reason to talk to their members and communities about what credit unions are.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out that when people find out what a credit union is and what makes it special, the fact that we have better rates, lower and fewer fees, and that we're a savvier choice when it comes to your wallet, that they really like that message.
Yeah.
So it's an easy way to just set aside a day, have a good time, make it a party, and talk to your membership and your communities about what makes you special, what makes credit unions special.
I like your line about it's a savvier way to, what was it? A savvier way to manage your wallet? Or that was a real, it's kind of, you need a tagline that, Jeremiah.
Oh, man, I don't know. Trademark I was just
that. That's a really good way of putting it. I think that really kind of boils it down to what credit unions can do for you, at least on the financial side of things. So how can credit unions participate? What can they do? How do they sign up? Do they just kind of participate? Or what are the steps involved here?
No, I mean, every credit, it's different for every credit union. Mm-hmm. What CUNA essentially does is we have, if you go to cuna.org/ICU Day, mm-hmm. you'll see all the free resources that we offer. We have employee talking points that kind of gives them an overview, an easy way to talk about what a credit union is. We have free art to help promote ICU Day. We have a social media toolkit. So you can go, that's the starting point. Go there, see what we have. And then decide what you want your celebration to be. It can be really simple. Mm-hmm. It could be as simple as putting up a poster and handing out a leave behind mm-hmm. About what a credit union is to everybody that comes in. And then some credit unions go huge. I know Royal Credit Union in Wisconsin, they'll do stuff like cash mobs. Well, they'll have all their employees put on, ICA Day t-shirts like this.
That's a cool shirt.
And they'll go out in the community and hand out $2 bills and talk to people about what makes a credit union a better choice for them.
That's a great idea. That's a really good idea. Because, not a lot of people out there. Still, credit unions, although we're growing like crazy right now, the industry as a whole, but there's still a bunch of people out there that don't really know what credit unions are. So to do something like that, what you just described Royal doing is, it's a fantastic idea to get somebody's attention. And trying to kind of get the word out and let them know that, hey, we're an international effort as well, not just a domestic
right.
thing. So,
yep. Worldwide.
Worldwide, sir.
And it
worldwide.
Plays well on social media, too. So.
Oh, my gosh. No doubt. No doubt. Well, cool stuff, Jeremiah. Anything else to add here to wrap up? Any other final thoughts here?
No, I would just encourage everybody to go to cuna.org/ICU Day. See what we have. See the resources we have and participate.
Yep.
It's a great opportunity.
Yeah, and another thing just kind of came to my mind. It's also like another advocacy effort. We're always talking about credit union advocacy. This is another channel for credit union advocacy to get the word out about.
It could easily dovetail with the credit union's advocacy efforts.
Yeah, we'll have to talk to Mr. Ryan Donovan about that. So
yeah, everybody puts their own spin on it. Everybody, every credit union celebrates differently. That's what makes it cool.
Yep, indeed. All right, Jeremiah, thank you so much for hanging out with us for a few minutes here and talking about International Credit Union Day. Remember, October 19th, it's been that way since its inception in 1948. So I learned something new today. So anyway, thanks again, Jeremiah. Appreciate the time. And credit unions, get out there and sign up and participate in this. It's a great way to get the word out about how great we are.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome, Jeremiah. Anytime. We'll see you next year. All right.
All right. See ya.
All righty.